that you love more than me. Tell me now, don't keep it inside. Don't sit there and wait till you hate me. At least let me leave with my pride, baby. Give me a reason to be gone. You know I believe in hanging on, and I'll stay till you send me away. So give me a reason to be gone. I know you're trying so hard not to hurt me, but you're only
from Maureen McGovern's song is called Give Me a Reason to Be Gone. 11 after 4 o'clock on the afternoon show. Welcome in. Ross Hunter with you till 5 this afternoon. Here's music from the old master of music, Frank Sinatra.
Come fly with me. Let's fly away. If you can use some exotic booze, there's a bar in far Bombay. Come fly with me, let's fly away. Come fly with me, let's float down to Peru. In Llama Land, there's a one-man band, and he'll toot his flute for you. Come fly with me, let's take off in the blue. Once I get you up there, where the air is rarefied, we'll just glide starry-eyed. Once I get you up there, I'll be holding you. Weather-wise, it's such a lovely day. Just say the words and we'll beat the birds down to Acapulco Bay. It's perfect for a flying honeymoon, they say. Come fly with me, let's fly away. Once I get you up there, where the air is rarefied, we'll just glide starry-eyed. Once I get you up there, I'll be holding you so near. You may hear angels cheer, 'cause we're together. Weather-wise, it's such a lovely day. You just say the words and we'll beat the birds down to Acapulco Bay. It's perfect for a flying honeymoon, they say. Come fly with me, let's fly, let's fly. let's fly away.
Frank Sinatra song is Come Fly With Me. It's an old Frank Sinatra song from a new Frank Sinatra album. The album is called One More for the Road, Frank Sinatra, and a lot of his good old songs released on that one. 14 and a half after 4 o'clock on the afternoon show, 5-county weather, considerable cloudiness for the afternoon, and that should last tonight and tomorrow. Chance of some showers or thunderstorms. Lows tonight about 70. Chance of that rain is 50% tonight, 30% tomorrow. Winds from the south at 5 to 15 tonight. 76, the current orange temperature. Our humidity this afternoon at 61%. Here's another master of music, female this time, and more current than Frank Sinatra, who has been around for many, many years. Here's Roberta Flack and Freedom.
Life is a wink of time. Heaven's a lonely climb. The road is so dark and long, paved with all kinds of wrong. And freedom, freedom.
From the soundtrack of the movie Huck Finn, Huckleberry Finn, that's Roberta Flack, and the song is Freedom. It's 19 after 4 o'clock on a Tuesday afternoon show. Had some showers a bit earlier this afternoon, but it hasn't done much around our studios here on Spicer's Mill Road since about 1:30 today. Weatherman is calling for a 50% chance of some showers or thunderstorms through tomorrow morning. Keep your fingers crossed. Maybe we'll get a bit of that and do everybody's garden and lawns a lot of good. It's Ramsey Lewis Trio on the afternoon show with the Everywhere Calypso. Everywhere Calypso, Ramsey Lewis and Trio here on the afternoon show. Need some help finding a cat in the Madison area. It's a female calico cat lost in the town of Madison. Cat is on its way home from the vet, having just been operated upon, and apparently jumped out of the car or truck or whatever. Anyway, the cat got away. There is a reward offered for its returns. Female calico cat. If you have found it, call 825-6444. Or 923-4539, or if you can't get any answer to either of those numbers, you can take the cat to Dr. Graves' office. That's female calico cat in the Madison area. Here's one of my favorite Elton John songs. It's from December of 1970, and it's called Your Song.
It's a little bit funny, this feeling inside. I'm not one of those. I don't have much money, but boy, if I did, I'd buy a big house where we both could live. I was a sculptor, but then again, no, or a man who makes potions in the travel and show. I know it's not much, but it's the best I can do. My gift is my song, and this one's for you. song. It may be quite simple, but now that it's done, I hope you don't mind, I hope you don't mind that I put down the words. How wonderful life is while you're in the world. I sat on the roof and kicked up the moss. Well, a few of the verses, well, they've got me quite cross. But the sun's been quite kind while I wrote this song. It's for people like you that keep it turned on. So excuse me for getting, but these things I do, you see, I've forgotten if they're green or they're blue. Anyway, the thing is, what I really mean, yours are the sweetest eyes I've ever seen. And you can tell everybody this is the song. It may be quite simple, but now that it's done, I hope you don't mind, I hope you don't mind that I put down in the words how wonderful life is while you're in the world. I hope you don't mind, I hope you don't mind. You're in the world.
That's Elton John on the afternoon show, and the song is Your Song. It's 26 and a half minutes after 4 o'clock WJMA time. Temperature is 76 this afternoon. Coming up at 4:30, news headlines. We'll update sports for you. Then Wells Bonnier with Virginia News on the Virginia News Network. Looks like rain outside. It's kind of dark and cloudy and cool today. And there's 50% chance of rain. So saith the weatherman, and take him for whatever that's worth.
With the playing of Mozart, we once again introduce you to another exciting program on Night Music. Wednesday evening at 8 on WJMA Radio, you can hear music by Telemann, Pachelbel, Robert Schumann. We'll feature the Scenes from Childhood, Opus 15, a string sonata by Rossini, and the great Piano Concerto in D Minor, Number 1 by Johannes Brahms. All at 8 here on WJMA.
Say those words again. A piper never changes tune. You can't grow apples on the moon. Hurtful things we say still penetrate, and whispered sorries always come too late. Then the damage has been done. What are we going to tell our son? I want to spare his broken heart, break it gently that we'll live apart. Don't know the proper way to say those weekly outings never work, you know. Buying gifts and candy, picture shows. They can't replace the man around. Your voice, your touch, your manly sound. I guess the trouble is I love you still. And if it comes to that, I always will. No, please don't cry. It's just too late. Now hurry on, she's waiting at the gate.
That's from Olivia Newton-John. From the album, If You Love Me, Let Me Know, the song is called Changes. It's 4:30 here on the afternoon show. This is WJMA, AM and FM in Orange, Virginia. And checking the latest news headlines, Republican House Judiciary Committee member Lawrence Hogan of Maryland says he thinks President Nixon should be impeached. A former top dairy industry official has pleaded guilty to conspiring to make illegal corporate donations to the campaigns of Democrats Hubert Humphrey and Wilbur Mills, among others. Attorneys for four major oil companies say they have agreed to out-of-court settlement of $9.5 million in damages for a 1969 oil spill off the California coast. Governments have changed in Greece and in Cyprus in the wake of the Cyprus crisis, but fighting continues in violation of the UN ceasefire. British officials say a British jet carrying 85 passengers, including top Northern Ireland policemen, has made a safe emergency landing with a bomb on board. Prices continued higher on the New York Stock Exchange this afternoon. At one time, they were above 800, but closed just below the 800 mark. We'll have a complete Wall Street report at 5:30 this afternoon. Details to many of those stories coming up in the news at 5 this afternoon. Details to top stories in the Virginia News in 3.5 minutes on the Virginia News Network. Five-county weather, considerable cloudiness through tomorrow with a chance of showers or thunderstorms. Lows tonight around 70. Chance of rain is 50% tonight. It's currently raining lightly on Spicer's Mill Road in Orange. 30% chance of rain tomorrow. Wind southerly 5 to 15 tonight. Currently, the temperature is 76, the humidity at 65%. We'll check sports in 30 seconds.
Schaefer Chevrolet Oldsmobile's having a real selling spree. 20 new cars and trucks, 20 Chevrolets and Oldsmobiles must go between now and August 10th. Save at Schaefer Chevrolet Oldsmobile on Novas, Monte Carlos, Vegas, Impalas, on every model Chevrolet makes. Save on Oldsmobiles and save on famous Chevy trucks. 20 units must be sold between now and August 10th, and you'll get the deal of a lifetime at Schaefer's now. Schaefer Chevrolet Oldsmobile, Madison Road, Orange.
In sports, the Major League Baseball All-Star Game will be played in Pittsburgh's Three River Stadium tonight, and one of the sluggers on the American League team, Reggie Jackson, spoke about the game. He said, "I hope we win, but if we don't, it doesn't mean we're an inferior league. My team, the Oakland A's, won the World Series the last 2 years, and that's the important thing." His pregame statement obviously was inspired by the fact that the National League has won 10 of the last 11 All-Star Games. There were scattered showers in the Pittsburgh area today, and there's a 20% chance of rain for tonight. At least 77 persons were injured and 10 hospitalized last night after a fight broke out at the Sportsman's Park Harness Racetrack in Cicero, Illinois. Although a panic followed the fight with some fans charging the exits, the racing card went off as scheduled. It's showdown time in the Pro Football Strike. The Pro Football Hall of Fame game in Canton, Ohio, will be the first preseason game where National Football Leagues will play, National Football League teams will play. The game is between the St. Louis Cardinals and Buffalo Bills, and the proceeds will go to the Hall of Fame. Both teams will have to use rookies and free agents almost exclusively. The Players Association has said repeatedly, usually through statements by individuals, that it will try to block the exhibition games. Public Relations Director of the Hall of Fame, Donald Smith, says he's been assured by the American Broadcasting Company that it will televise the game. 2 hours before the contest, four men will be inducted into the Pro Football Shrine. They're Lou Groza, Tony Canadeo, Bill George, and Night Train Lean. Vice President Ford is expected at that game. The Portland Storm of the World Football League have traded former Washington Redskin Clancy Williams to the Florida Blazers for an undisclosed defensive back. Washington Redskins president Edward Bennett Williams says the club will play its preseason and regular season games regardless of the player strike. He said he hopes the fans will support the team in any form, adding that loss of exhibition game revenue would be a serious financial blow. In the International League tonight, Richmond hosts Tidewater, Memphis at Charleston, Syracuse plays at Rochester, and Pawtucket will be at Toledo. That's our sports report brought to you by Schaefer Chevrolet, member of the Sports Broadcasters Club. It's time now for Virginia News on the Virginia News Network.
Good afternoon. This is Wells Bunyer reporting state news on the Virginia Network. In the headlines, the state's small loan companies want to increase their interest rates. Labor troubles continue to hit the state. And in Louisa County, supervisors are fighting an historic designation in the Green Springs area. And dry weather continues to plague the state. Details of these and other stories coming up next on the Virginia Network.
7 days a week, WJMA is serving the five-county area with news, weather, sports, information, and entertainment.
I think that WJMA is just a terrific little station.
I feel lost when I go in to cook breakfast in the morning and don't turn on the radio. I can't figure out what's wrong.
I couldn't live without the weather reports.
I think it's a great station.
All day, every day, 365 days a year, WJMA serves the community.
I'd just like to say that I really appreciate the radio for community activities and the weather.
I just congratulate you for the open mic. I think that's just wonderful.
I don't know how I'd get along without the radio.
I think WJMA is wonderful. Because I couldn't live without it.
When a radio station means this much to its listeners, it's a vital and important part of the community. Serving the five-county area every day of every week, this is WJMA in Orange.
Labor troubles continue to hit Virginia industry. Tom Wilborn reports on one of the latest problems.
About 1,100 workers at Union Camp Corporation's Franklin plant are on strike. The workers at the giant paper-making facility went on strike around 11 last night. A union spokesman says the strike will close down most of the plant. Negotiations had started in May, but they broke off Thursday when the union rejected a three-year, $4 million package from the company. This is Tom Wilborn in Tidewater.
The Louisa County Board of Supervisors is fighting a move by the Virginia Historic Landmarks Commission in designating part of the Green Springs area an historic district. The board has made an administrative appeal in circuit court. WJMA's Chet Burgess has more on it.
2 days of hearings on the appeal have ended in Louisa County Circuit Court, and the case has been continued. Judge David F. Berry gave attorneys a total of 35 days to file final written arguments before he rules in the case. Judge Berry said there were two primary issues in the case. The first is whether the court can decide the case under Virginia's Administrative Appeals Act. If the court can rule in the case, Judge Berry said the second point at issue is whether anybody's constitutional rights have been interfered with by the Landmarks Commission designation of the Green Springs Historic District. The petitioners, the Louisa supervisors, took the better part of the 2 days to present their case. The Landmarks Commission and Historic Green Springs Incorporated called only two witnesses in defense this afternoon. Chet Burgess reporting from Louisa.
Virginia's dry weather is causing farmers concern. As farmers across Virginia look at their crops, they voiced the fears of Larry Boitnot, extension agent in Roanoke County.
Their first crops of corn and tomatoes and so forth are coming in, and these definitely will be affected. And, of course, if the drought continues, some of our later varieties of peaches, the size of those will be affected. And also, our apple crop could be affected if the drought continues.
Extension agent Larry Boitnot. There are only a few female Navy flyers, and their ranks, however, increased by one today, and Al Winters has that story.
Ensign Rosemary Conister is one of six women in the Navy to complete naval aviation training.
she received the Navy's Wings of Gold June 17th and is assigned to Fleet Squadron 2 at the Oceana Naval Air Station. Under naval regulations, she cannot fly jets or take part in combat missions. But at a press conference today, she says she will be flying propeller-driven aircraft on support-type activities from Oceana. She says she'd like to fly jets and would be willing to fly combat missions in the event of war. The Navy plans to recruit 8 more women officers for flight training later this year. Alan Winters at Oceana Naval Air Station, Virginia Beach.
A rescue at sea today. A Coast Guard spokesman in Norfolk has details.
Coast Guard helicopter from Elizabeth City Air Station has evacuated a 44-year-old Spanish seaman from the fishing trawler Camp of the Torres about 100 miles east of Norfolk. The seaman, Ramon Collas, has compound fractures in his left arm and has severed 3 fingers. He is now at the public health hospital in Norfolk, where his condition is listed as critical.
The seaman was undergoing surgery at last report. This has been State News on the Virginia Network, a cooperative effort of Virginia's finer radio stations. NewsNet is produced by Ray Carey. This is Wells Bonnier reporting.
Guantanamera. 16 and a half minutes before news time at 5 o'clock. Brown and White Puppy was found in the Orange Park and Shop. If that's yours, you can pick it up at the Orange Humane Shelter.
Ladies and gentlemen, the management of Silco brings you this important announcement. Silco in Louisa is closed today in preparation of their going out of business sale. It begins Thursday morning at 9. I repeat, Silco in Louisa is closed today in preparation of their going out of business sale that begins Thursday morning at 9. Yes, Silco in Louisa will be going out of business after these many, many years. Today, Silco is getting ready for this big going out of business sale. Store is closed today, but opens Thursday at 9. Be there.
Five County weather, considerable cloudiness through tomorrow. Chance of showers or thunderstorms. Lows tonight about 70. Chance of rain, 50% tonight, 30% tomorrow. Southeast winds, 5 to 15 tonight. Currently 76 in Orange, humidity at 65%. If we get all that rain that people have been asking for, we might lose another species from the world.
A long time ago when the earth was green, and there was more kinds of animals than you'd ever seen. They'd run around free when the earth was being born. But the loveliest of them all was the unicorn. There was green alligators and long-necked geese, some humpty-backed camels and some chimpanzees, some cats and rats and elephants, but sure as you're born, the loveliest of all was the unicorn. Now God seen some sinning, and it gave him pain. And he says, stand back, I'm going to make it rain. He says, hey, brother Noah, I'll tell you what to do. Build me a floating zoo and take some of them
green alligators and long-necked geese, some humpty-backed camels and some chimpanzees, some cats and rats and elephants, but sure as you're born, don't you forget my unicorn.
Old Noah was there to answer the call. He finished up making the ark just as the rain started falling. He marched in the animals two by two, and he called out as they went through, hey Lord, I got you
green alligators and long-necked geese, some humpty-backed camels and some chimpanzees, some cats and rats and elephants, but Lord, I'm so forlorn, I just can't see no unicorn.
Then Noah looked out through the driving rain. Them unicorns were hiding, playing silly games, kicking and splashing while the rain was falling. Oh, them silly unicorns.
It was green alligators and long-necked geese, some humpty-backed camels and some chimpanzees.
Noah cried, close the door, 'cause the rain is pouring, and we just can't wait for no unicorn. The ark started moving, it drifted with the tide. Them unicorns looked up from the rocks and they cried, and the waters came down and sort of floated them away. And that's why you never seen a unicorn till this very day. You'll see
green alligators and long-necked geese, some humpty-backed camels and some chimpanzees, some cats and rats and elephants, but sure as you're born, you're never gonna see no unicorn.
Gotta watch out for those unicorns. That is the Irish Rovers here on the afternoon show at 12 minutes before news time at 5 o'clock. On the community bulletin board, a female black and white hound type puppy found between Rapidan and Locustdale. She's wearing a flea collar. If that's yours, you can call 672-2688, and they might be able to put you back in touch. 76, our temperature today. Here's Helen Reddy on the afternoon show.
Like the pine trees lining a winding road, I've got a name, I've got a name. Like the singing bird and the croaking toad, I've got a name, I got a name, and I carry it with me like my daddy did. But I'm living the dream that he kept here.
Jim Croce's song, I Got a Name. It's not written by Jim Croce. It's written by Norman Gimbel and Charles Fox, but popularized by Jim Croce. Helen Reddy does that version on the afternoon show at 8 minutes before news time at 5 o'clock.
Orange County's first fair since 1965 opens to the public Thursday evening at 7 and continues through Saturday afternoon at 4. There's going to be something for everyone, with commercial and educational displays, livestock exhibits, a pet show, a pottery-making demonstration, live country music by the Blue Denim Band, and, of course, judging of all 550 entries. We hope you'll spend several enjoyable hours at the fair this weekend. Take the whole family to Orange County High School and get in on the fun. The Orange County Fair, Thursday, Friday, and Saturday.
With the two classifications there mentioned for displays, commercial and educational, I've been trying to figure out where does WJMA fit in. And we're going to be broadcasting from there. And I'm not sure that we're a commercial display, but we're also educational, too. If you have never seen how radio works, stop by, visit our booth, and watch how the whole thing goes together. I'm sure you'll be enlightened, maybe surprised and amazed. 7 before news time at 5 o'clock. Here's music from Mocedades.
Sola en el puerto de la verdad, veo mi vida meciéndose en el mar. Es una barca que no viene ni va. Mis esperanzas son velas. No tengo playa donde atracar.
Afternoon show music from Mos Sedates, and that is called Dime, Senor. We're 4 minutes away from news at 5 o'clock. This afternoon, Big Bob Wade's got the news for you at 5 o'clock. Then music throughout the evening on the evening show, a short pause at 6:30 this evening for our dialogue program. Tonight's program coming to us from Virginia Tech. Perchance, are you missing a female, part Norwegian elkhound and part German shepherd? If so, she's been found between Somerset and Barbersville. She's wearing a collar. If that's your dog, 832-3357.
Here we are again at P.D. Waugh & Company, where some 35 new Datsuns are in stock and ready for immediate delivery. Today we're going to conduct a new test to show how you save with a Datsun. This test is being conducted for the benefit of all those who trade in their automobiles when the ashtrays are full. And we're going to show conclusive proof that the ashtrays in a Datsun fill significantly more slowly than ashtrays in other leading automobiles. Willis Daniel, Old Hoss Don Waugh, and Big Dickie Cox are still seated in the front seat of that Datsun, and they've been smoking steadily since midnight. Every ash is being deposited in the front ashtray, and keep in mind, the ashtray on Brand X was filled in just 12 minutes. Let's listen in. And the ashtrays in that Datsun 710 are still almost empty. Once again, Datsun wins. If you treat every time the ashtrays are full, you'll save with Datsun. Datsun at PD Waugh & Company, just east of Orange off Route 20.
Haven't figured out yet what you're supposed to do if you don't smoke.
This time I almost made it. Came so close to saying no. I almost found the words to make you go. This time I almost made it. Almost pushed you away. But my heart cried out, begging you to stay.
Rex Allen Jr. after the news. This is WJMA, AM and FM, in Orange, Virginia. It's 74 degrees in Orange at 5 o'clock, and here's what's new. Republican House Judiciary Committee member Lawrence Hogan of Maryland says he believes President Nixon should be impeached. Hogan, once one of Nixon's most vocal supporters, is the first Republican on the committee to call for Nixon's ouster. In a Washington news conference this afternoon, Hogan said evidence before the committee convinces him that Nixon lied repeatedly. Hogan, a candidate for governor in Maryland, said he thought he owed an explanation of his decision. He said unless Nixon is removed from office and what he calls the disease of Watergate is purged, government will continue to be clouded by mistrust and suspicion. Informed sources say Senate preparations for a possible impeachment trial are far more advanced than its leaders are willing to admit publicly. Democratic leader Mike Mansfield and other top senators have been reluctant to speak openly, but still have authorized detailed planning for the logistics and procedures of a Senate trial that could begin in late September. A former top official of the nation's largest dairy cooperative in Washington today to a charge to make illegal campaign contributions. Parr, former second-in-command of the Associated Milk Producers, admitted planning illegal contributions to the campaigns of Democrats Hubert Humphrey and Wilbur Mills, among others. Parr faces a possible sentence up to 5 years in jail and $10,000 in fines. The milk cooperative has figured in charges of illegal campaign contributions to President Nixon and other top political figures as well. California Lieutenant Governor Ed Reinecke testified in Washington today. He was not trying to protect former Attorney General John Mitchell when he testified to a Senate committee about financial pledges to the Republican convention. Reinecke took the stand in his defense for a second day today in his perjury trial. Florida Republican Senator Edward Gurney says he will not seek re-election because he faces a bribery and perjury trial and an alleged kickback scheme. Gurney says he must give priority to proving his innocence and will decide later whether to try to return to political life. Attorneys say suits involving a major oil spill on the coast of Santa Barbara, California, have been settled out of court. The spokesmen say Union, Gulf, Texaco, and Mobil Oil Companies agreed to pay $9.5 million to the city of Santa Barbara, the state of California, Santa Barbara County, and the city of Carpinteria. The suit had been filed in 1969 after oil well accident off the coast damaged public lands, water, fish, and wildlife. The cases had been scheduled to go to trial in September. After 5 years of military rule, Greece is returning to civilian rule, crumbling under the Cyprus crisis. The military-backed government in Athens resigned today. The president's office announced that former Premier Konstantin Karamanlis will return from his half-imposed exile in Paris to form a new government. Earlier, a new president was named for Cyprus by the pro-Greek rebel government, with embassy officials predicting the move might open the door for the return of deposed President Makarios. According to a Cyprus embassy spokesman in Paris, newly named President Glafkos Tsaridis has informed the United Nations he'll serve only on an interim basis. Tsaridis is a parliament leader who served under Makarios. The United Nations reports that one of its Canadian units has suffered casualties in an outbreak in fighting in Nicosia. A spokesman in the UN in New York says the peacekeeping forces have been ordered to prepare to resist force entry into their camp. British troops also report fighting in violation of the ceasefire agreement in the port city of Carinya. A strike at the sprawling Union Camp papermaking plant in Franklin has shut down most of the operations at the facility, and I'll have that story after this. WJMA News Time, 4:30 after 5.
Food is the basis of
life.
It gives
if a child does poorly at his studies, it may be because he's doing poorly at the breakfast table. Good nutrition won't make your child a genius if he isn't, but it can help. Write for the free book entitled Food is More Than Just Something to Eat. Write Nutrition, Pueblo, Colorado, 81009.
Start early.
Very good, Mike.
A public service message of this station and the Advertising Council.
WJMA News Time, 5:05. Court hearings have ended in the Louisa Supervisors suit against the Virginia Historic Landmarks Commission. 2 days of court hearings ended today in Louisa in the precedent-setting lawsuit brought by the Louisa Supervisors against the Virginia Historic Landmarks Commission. Circuit Court Judge David F. Berry gave attorneys in the case 35 days to file their final written arguments. Judge Berry said there were two primary issues in the case, which is the first of its kind in Virginia. The first question is whether the court can rule in the case under Virginia's Administrative Appeals Act. The second issue is whether anybody's constitutional rights have been interfered with by the designation of the Green Springs Historic District. Judge Berry says he'll decide the case after he receives written arguments of attorneys. A strike at the sprawling Union Camp paper-making plant in Franklin has shut down most operations at the facility. The strike by nearly half the plant's 2,350 employees has closed the pulp mill bleach plant, finishing mill, and paper mill. Still, operations are the particle board and the planing mills. Two different unions are on strike, and both company and union officials say no talks are planned. Union officials said inflation and cost of living clauses were major factors in the walkout, which is believed to be the first in the plant's history. The huge complex had its beginnings in 1855. The Atomic Energy Commission has approved construction permits for the final two nuclear reactors at VEPCO's North Anna Power Plant, citing an abundance of fail-safe measures. Both the AEC and VEPCO said there was no reason to believe the reactors would be dangerous. However, the AEC said yesterday that people living along routes leading to the Louisa County plant might face a substantially greater risk than first estimated. The AEC said the risk involved the transportation of radioactive fuel. Five County weather: considerable cloudiness through tomorrow, a 50% chance of rain tonight, 30% tomorrow. Tonight's low will be around 70, tomorrow's high around 83. Right now it's 74 degrees in Orange, the relative humidity at 70%. I'm Bob Wade for WJMA Radio News.
Goodbye.